Tracy McPeck, the Adult Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Hi, Tracy. It must be different for all of you to not see people because librarians like to engage with people.
Yes, we do. Hey, Ted. We definitely miss being around our customers in person, and we miss seeing faces like you and even each other. I really miss my colleagues, to be sure. Thankfully, we do have some, you know, there is the internet, and we have ways to engage people that way, especially through social media, so that's a good thing. But we definitely miss seeing those, you know, face-to-face interactions.
So much of what everybody's having to do now is virtual, and the library's having to do that this month with CurlCon.
Yes, so it would have been our sixth annual CurlCon, and we didn't want to cancel it entirely, so we moved it online instead. And if you go to librarypoint.org/curl-con, you can browse the selection of marvelous activities, games, tutorials, and more for fans of all ages. So it's really robust, and there's lots of great content on there for people to explore. And another fun thing we're doing for CurlCon is that everybody in the family can participate in our social media costume parade. So you can dress up in your cosplay from home and take a photo, and then post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag CurlCon, CurlCon. And we might share your photo to our social media.
Well, how fun. I mean, you may not be able to have CurlCon this year, but there is the virtual end of that, and you can still make a memory.
That's right. You can still make memories from home, so it gives you something fun to do while you're quarantining.
It is hard to believe because this all started in March, and time may seem like it's moving forward, slow as it may seem, but summer reading is right around the corner.
It is. So summer reading officially starts on June 1st, and you can read whatever you want all summer long, complete online missions, earn virtual badges, and become eligible for weekly prize drawings and raffles. We are making sure the entire thing can be done online, so you can participate no matter what the situation is. And registration will be coming soon, but you can sign up for an email reminder now if you go to librarypoint.org/summer. So all of the fun things about summer reading will still get to happen, and you can still potentially earn prizes for reading.
Well, and Tracy, with the situation of being out of school for so long and just everything jumbled up, summer reading really important this year, just to try to keep your mind sharp and not to lose too much.
It's super important. So there's this thing called the summer slide, which is basically knowledge that students lose over the summer if they're not keeping up on their different skills. And now it's even more important because we've been out of school since the middle of March. So you're having a huge amount of time where kids are not in school. And yes, a lot of us are doing homeschooling and things like that, but you still have the potential to lose a lot of knowledge. And engaging in something fun like reading and reading what you want that entices kids helps prevent that summer slide from really taking hold too deeply.
Last couple of weeks, we've talked to various people with the library, and it's been amazing the interest and the number of people that have gotten library cards. And you can get a library card by email these days.
Yes. So since we've been closed for COVID-19, we have issued over 1,200 library cards by email. And if you still don't have a library card, you can visit librarypoint.org and click on Get a Library Card on the blue menu bar. We have staff that are processing new cards between 9 and 5 Monday through Friday, and they will email you your barcode by email so you can access our digital collection right away. So we have a huge amount of digital resources, ebooks, e-audio, digital magazines, all of which you can access with that library card number.
1,200 cards, though. That is truly amazing.
It is, and it's just a couple of staff that are processing all those cards, and so we're really thankful that they're able to do those for us and for our customers.
Well, you take a look at that card, and you think that a lot of these people may not have ever used the library before, and to get online and to start seeing what really is available, this is pretty exciting.
It is, and the amount of money that you're saving, because, it's expensive to purchase e-books and purchase e-audio and purchase streaming video, but you have the opportunity to access that at no charge with a library card.
Tracy McPeck, the Adult Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. Tell me about the For Later shelf, because I'm not familiar with this.
Okay. So this is in our library catalog, and the reason we're encouraging use of the For Later shelf is because we have had so many hold requests that we've had to temporarily disable the ability to place new holds on physical materials. We love that you love our collections of physical books and movies and music, but we have to be able to keep up with that. So right now, the Place a Hold button no longer appears for physical items in the online catalog. The best way to track an item that you want to check out or place a hold on later is to use the For Later feature. So if you click the For Later button, it adds the item to your For Later shelf, which you can also use to store items that you're currently reading or listening to or have completed. So you have a running tally of all of the things that you have read or want to read. So For Later keeps all of these items on a list that you can easily access from either the library catalog or the Curl mobile app. And then when holds are opened back up again, you can go to that list and start placing your holds.
Okay, so it's exactly what it says. It really is a For Later, sort of a For Later virtual shelf.
Exactly. So if you don't want to forget that you want to read something, you add it to your For Later shelf and put a hold on it later. And I should tell you that if you're checking out ebooks and e-audio, you still are able to place holds on electronic materials.
Okay.
It's just the physical stuff that you can't.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if it's you just not knowing how long this is going to last. So the For Later shelf is what you want to use. I know on Fridays, you're involved with Facebook Fridays.
Correct. So earlier you talked about us missing the engagement with our customers.
Yeah.
The one way we've been able to maintain that is through our Facebook book chat group. So if you go to our Facebook page, which is /curlnews, then you go to groups. We actually have a separate group called the Facebook book chat, Curl book chat, I'm sorry. And we do regular chats with people, and we started a new thing on Fridays from 11 to 12, where you can join our My Librarians in the group. Tell us what you're reading, and we'll recommend an ebook or an e-audiobook to try. So our My Librarians are a group of our librarians that have different reading tastes, and we have a little bit of everything to recommend for people. And you can go to Fridays with My Librarian to participate in a chat and get some recommendations. You can also go to our My Librarian service on our website, which is librarypoint.org/my-librarian. To connect with your own personal reading advisor. So you can select the librarian whose reading tastes align with yours, submit a request, and they'll get back to you with some great recommendations.
Okay, so you're still able to be a librarian.
Exactly, yes.
It hasn't all gone away. We have heard some fabulous stories about what the library is doing with 3D printers and personal protective equipment. What a great use of that of that technology that you're able to use during this time.
Absolutely. So we're able now to assist both the medical workers and law enforcement in our community by printing PPEs. We're printing them for Life Care Medical Transport and the Westmoreland County Sheriff and Correctional Officers. So Craig Graziano and Simon Watts have set up all 12 of our 3D printers in our idea space, which isn't open yet, but it will eventually. And they're producing ear guards for surgical masks, face shields, and face masks. So far, they've printed 190 ear guards, 124 face shields, and 37 face masks, with their production shifting to face masks as that is currently the greater need.
Wow.
We're happy we can provide the service to our community.
Yeah, that really is. That you think that with those, instead of just sitting there, they really are right there on the front lines with the community. As we have talked, Tracy, just about the number of new library cards, the 1,200 new library cards, and just how people are so much more involved with the virtual sense of the library these days. Are you able to add more e-materials and add to things?
Yes, absolutely. We are adding new materials every week, new digital materials. So we're constantly adding new ebooks, e-audio, streaming video, and online magazine issues each week, with new content for every age group being added almost daily. In addition, you'll find increased access to other resources, such as Ancestry Library. Usually you can only get to that from home, from the library, but now you can access it from home while we're closed. And Tumble Books Library for kids. You can do online learning. So we are constantly updating, adding our resources, and constantly adding new ebooks and e-audiobooks every day.
I'm sure that does keep you busy, just because everything is in such use now. And it's as awful as this has been, there are some exciting things to see, and what's been happening with interest in the library is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can't have events like you usually do, but we started by talking about the virtual CurlCon. Anything else going on as far as virtual events that you want to let people know about?
Yes. We're constantly seeking new ways to connect with our customers in these different times, and offering classes and events online will keep expanding. Several of our book groups are now meeting online, as well as our English conversation group. We're working with community partners to offer some classes, such as our employment workshops and cooking corner. We recently held a two-part series on Japanese cooking with the UMW Japan Outreach Center, which was very popular. And then we post things like story times and poetry readings. So we are building our repertoire of online programs, and that's just going to keep increasing.
Well, Tracy, hang in there. I know you're all anxiously awaiting the day when the library will open, and it will. But in the meantime, you're still busy, and really just a lot of the library remains really relevant in these times.
Yes, absolutely. We want to keep providing as many services as we can. We want to keep connecting with our customers online. You can even reach us by chat or email on our website if you need help with something specific. And we are all working from home to try to do what we can to help out our community and connect with you all.